You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today's the Tuesday edition, and today will be a short show, but there are two breaking news stories that I want to bring to your attention. One broke last night, or yesterday, and one is breaking as we speak, and the full details will be tomorrow when the National Enquirer publishes its breaking news story about the sex crimes and cover-ups of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. Supposedly by an inside hitman that was part of the war on women that Hillary Clinton waged to try to cover up her husband's many, 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 many sex escapades. So it's somewhat unusual that you have two stories. I think this is probably part of the October surprise. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Happening the day before and the day of the final and third debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I don't think it's a good day for Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party, because these stories have legs, these stories will be amplified, and there's a lot of dirt here. As I told a friend, Donald Trump has the philosophy, as do I, but I express it a little differently. As Trump says, if you hit me, I hit you. My philosophy, if you get in my face, I get in your face. And that's somewhat the New York City attitude. In other words, either you respect me or you don't. And if you don't respect me and tell lies about a person, don't be surprised if they hit back. They're not going to roll over. See, that's the problem that the Republican Party has. They're largely, if you think about who they ran for president, they don't fight back. They're rollover Republicans. The Democratic Party says roll over, and they say how far? Think about that. Bob Dole, John McCain, Mitt Romney, they wouldn't hit back. Politics, as they say, is not beanbag. And yes, it can get very dirty, especially if you take it to the gutter, and that's where the DNC has taken it. And Donald Trump, unlike the rollover Republicans in the past, fights back. And I can't wait for the debate. But Donald Trump needs to knock out, not physically, but win the debate going away. And there's a lot of ways to do that. But that requires discipline, concentration, focus. And Donald Trump has to decide, does he want to be a winner and be the next president of the United States? Or does he want to have the reputation of a loser that could not put Hillary Clinton away? I don't think it's very hard to put her away. She's a terrible, terrible campaigner. People don't want to listen to her. She can't make connections with the audience, which is a rather fundamental qualification for anyone that truly wants to succeed in running as president. Yet, if you believe the polls by Big Lie Media, primarily, Hillary Clinton is still in the lead, at least for now. Whether that will be the case a week from now remains to be seen. Because I think the two breaking news stories will play out and do serious, if not irrevocable, damage both to the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton. Now, I'm familiar with the work of James O'Keefe. many of you aren't. And here's the problem I had, and I've listened. This, by the way, these stories right now are the stories on talk radio. The first one broke. I was listening. I always sample talk radio in the morning, mainly because I want to see what the callers are asking, but also get an idea, again, what is breaking in the news. And it is very much an echo chamber. I'll be the first one to say this, because any talk show host or presenter, I prefer presenter, that is news story driven. I'm very much news story driven. I don't really do topics, though occasionally I'll break the rule. Needs to pick the right stories, because that is what people are interested in, and that's what they're talking about. So I jump around, and it was almost by accident that I tuned into a radio show, Mike Gallagher. On occasion in the past, I've listened to more than an hour, but for some reason, I was flipping through the channels, stopped on his, and what he was saying caught my attention. And this is on the James O'Keefe Project Veritas, and here's what's important. If you know his work, he goes undercover and records people. He does what investigative journalists used to do. But he goes undercover and films and records people, really revealing to the public what they don't want the public to know. That's why he has to do it undercover. This is very much social engineering, and he has a bombshell news story. The problem with it is, but I need to emphasize, you should listen and watch the video. It has gone viral. Probably by the time you hear this show, which I hope to get up by 10 o'clock tonight, it'll have over 3 million hits, and it's only been up a little over a day. And he also put up a second video at roughly at noon today. So I tuned into the Mike Gallagher show, and I was hearing snippets of this. And it was carried by Rush Limbaugh. Hannity had it in his show last night. So it's all over the internet. It's on talk radio. It's on Fox. But where is the story not being played? You got it. Big lie media. Now, it's going to be kind of hard to ignore this, because we're talking serious crime here, serious conspiracies. And when you hire people to incite violence at Donald Trump's campaign by provoking it, you're violating some laws, and you're on tape. That tape is evidence. Remember, he was responsible for the undercover videos on the Acorn, which ultimately closed down and then just started up in another name. So he has a rather good track record. The same thing with Planned Parenthood. So he does his homework, is patient. And remember, you can't just walk in and they're going to start telling you what they shouldn't be telling you. It takes time, effort, breaks, persistence, patience. And what's interesting is the timing. I don't know if he planned to release it about now. I suspect he was sitting on it for a while. It involves several Democratic operators. Remember, if you listen to past shows, and the way you do that is to go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops.wordpress.com. And for those that are new, that's pronkpops.wordpress.com. This is show 778. I'm a little bit behind in the post-production, but I should have 777 up by roughly 7 o'clock. That's my target. And then 778, time permitting, I think I can make it because it will be a shorter show. We'll be up at 10. But underneath, you'll have links to the most recent 60 to 80 shows. And then you have some of my show prep, not all of it. You'll have photographs, videos, and that's what I was getting to. You really need to listen to these videos. I can't emphasize it enough. I have both videos, number one and two. Video one, which got a lot of people's attention, is the Clinton campaign and the DNC are inciting violence at Trump rallies. And you do hear the people involved very proud of what they did and explaining how it's organized, how it's funded. The second video concerns mass voter fraud. Both these videos are going to be getting a lot of attention. These are blockbusters. And when you add the WikiLeaks, over 12,000 emails of John Podesta, the campaign manager of the Hillary Clinton campaign, it seems to be piling on. Not only is Hillary Clinton by far the worst candidate, and she is hiding out, Probably thinks she's preparing, but I still think she's not healthy. I don't know what her problem is. People say it's seizures. The woman is not well. She's not fit to be president just in terms of fiscal fitness. But what's even worse, the American people don't trust her. They don't like her. They don't trust her because she's a compulsive liar. And once these videos make it into mainstream, they're fighting it all the way, by the way. They're afraid of Hillary Clinton, the big media companies, because they think she will be the next president. So they have been protecting her and keeping any stories at all that could be viewed as critical of Hillary Clinton off their air. This is very much a repeat of the 2012 election when the major networks, your three leading television networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, together with the large newspapers, really didn't do their jobs. They didn't investigate what happened in Benghazi. Now, I'm not going to go over that other than that's when the Secretary of State, the President of the United States, his press secretary, together with the United States UN Ambassador Susan Rice, lied as to what happened in Benghazi. And they lied because their foreign policy was falling apart. The covert operation of the CIA was never to see the light of day. See, that's the temptation that many presidents fall into. Because most of what the CIA does is highly secret, it's undercover, and it's aimed at changing regimes. And it is really the first thing that many presidents turn to, especially Democratic presidents. But Republicans are just as guilty of it. And for new listeners, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I believe both parties are big government parties. One is run by big government progressives. That's the Democratic Party. And the other one is run by big government so-called conservatives. They're really progressives. They're interventionists, both in the U.S. economy and abroad. They can't mind their own business. They're into power. That's the only number one priority. The ends justify the means. The ends is we get elected and reelected and reelected. Power and money is what they're into. And what has the United States become? It's largely a warfare and welfare state. And today we have an American empire that is in decline and crumbling because, like all empires, they do fall, and they fall for the simple reason of overreach. It's very, very expensive fighting wars after wars after wars. And what wars do is ratchet up the size of the federal government. We're beyond living on the taxes. The government keeps running massive deficits. The last one, I think, is $587 billion, closer to $600 billion than $500 billion. That even surprised me a little. But in retrospect, they were, let's say, slow in putting out these numbers. That's just a symptom of the problem is government has grown too large. And as governments grow larger and larger, they get corrupt. You get criminal activity. You get an authoritarian regime leading to a totalitarian regime. And what unfortunately happens, the rule of law is ignored. Your rights under the Bill of Rights go away or limited. And that's what you've seen under both Republican and Democratic administrations. Until the government is brought under control, and it won't be whether it's the Democrat or Republican Party. That's why I'm not voting this come election day, because nothing really is going to change. So what did James O'Keefe III reveal yesterday? He has on camera two operatives. One is rather talkative, a Scott Fogel that has been fired, and Kramer, who is married to Jan, it's a Polish name, Skalikowski. I'm not even going to try. Democrat from Illinois. They're both socialists, Marxists. They're lefties. And Kramer is very much a student of Saul Alinsky that I've been talking about a couple of shows back and have posted some. I have several blogs, but I've talked about it on both the Pronk Pop Show and on my main blog, Pronk Palisades. So if you're not familiar with Saul Alinsky, his last book were Rules of Radicals. What this group is doing, both Kramer and Fogel, is practicing Saul Alinsky. In other words, they're organizing people, in this case, to do what? To disrupt and incite violence at various Trump events. And this has been going on through the primaries into the general election. You would think you would hear about this by now in mainstream media. I understand there's more or less a blackout we'll see how long they can black it out. The goal is very simple, is to get Hillary Clinton elected. You see, the left in this country is panicking. And they have a right to panic, because if I were them, I would be panicking too. If Hillary Clinton loses this debate, combined with the combined effects of the various WikiLeaks, this story, together with the National Enquirer story, which is more about sex than anything else, well, that's not fair. They haven't published yet, so we'll wait to see what it's all about. What they're doing, what this group does, is make sure they're... Let me back up a little. You want to have multiple layers between the legitimate part of the campaign and the dirty tricks operations. And that's how I would describe this. This is very much a dirty trick. It's beyond a dirty trick, because a lot of dirty tricks were legal. These are crimes. Hiring people, giving them a script, and who does he hire? The mentally ill? That's what they're saying, the mentally ill and homeless people. They do clean them up, and they get them. What they do is, it doesn't matter whether it's inside the rally or outside the rally, they're trying to provoke Trump supporters into violence. This is a conspiracy, folks. It's not a theory, it's a conspiracy. I always say, conspiracies happen all the day. They're happening today. The good ones you never learn about. Well, this was a good one until someone opened his mouth, and there were a couple of people that opened their mouths. And thanks to James O'Keefe III, we have it live on video. My only reservation about it's apparently in a bar. So you have a lot of ambient noise. And that was, frankly, the problem with Limbaugh try to play a clip, several others try to play a clip. It's simply hard to follow on the radio. It's not that hard to follow if you look at the video. That's why I urge you very much to look at both of those videos. They will be an eye-opener. And this story has legs. Now, the major networks and newspapers, they'll avoid it as long as they can. Fox News Network definitely covered it and broke it with Sean Hannity. It'll most likely, I don't watch news, so I can't tell you, but most likely will be on the Fox 5 o'clock news, which I think is over on the East Coast, because it's a little over 5 right now in Central Time. It's going to be difficult to totally ignore this story. It's just too big. It's too damning, both videos. And it supports Donald Trump's accusation that the election is rigged. Now, I want to be very careful, because we have rollover Republicans. And what I'm thinking about is both Paul Ryan, John McCain, and today or yesterday, Marco Rubio. Oh, we don't have voter fraud in this state, Florida. I'm not so sure there, Marco. He should have just kept his mouth shut. But Marco is ambitious. What Marco doesn't understand, there are people with long memories that supported him in Florida in the Tea Party that will never support him again. Oh, he'll get reelected senator. I have very little doubt about that. But if he has ambitions, and I believe he does, to run for president, he's never going to get the nomination, because there's simply too many Republicans that saw what he did. Conspired with the Gang of Eight on immigration. He picked the wrong issue to double cross his base, and they're never going to come back to you, Marco. So you have risen to the highest office that you'll ever have. Oh, maybe you'll get another Republican might appoint you to the cabinet. I'm only bringing this up because, although I'm not a Republican, the Republican base is a little bit annoyed with the leadership of the Republican Party. They seem to be highly critical of Donald Trump, to the extent that when you compare it to the fight, or really no fight at all, against President Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, you begin to believe they're not Republicans. Maybe they should all change parties, become Democrats. That's been done before. Maybe the Republican Party leadership, starting with Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, change your party affiliation. You seem to be attacking the Republican presidential candidate more than Hillary Clinton or the President of the United States. And that's why Donald Trump is the candidate. Your voter base knows what you're up to, and they don't like it. You don't have backbone. You're not a fighter. And what these stories illustrate is the Democratic Party, they play dirty and they play for keeps. And if you're not willing to fight them and take them on, you have no business being a politician, and certainly not a leader of the Republican Party. You need a little back backbone, and you need to be articulate, and you need to choose your targets well. Now, you might think I'm a Republican. I'm not. What I'm sick of is the fact that we have two parties today that are taking this country in the wrong direction. And one will go to any lengths at all to see that as accomplished. Oh, there are the far left, and they're proud of it, and they'll hire the mentally ill, the homeless, to be pawns and try to provoke an incident and make sure that the so-called big lie media is there to record it and to give the impression it's Trump inciting his supporters to violence when it's just the opposite. The Democrats are caught in their dirty deeds. And I think this is going to be revealing to the American people, and many will simply stay home. Turnout, voter turnout is key, whoever's going to win this election. And you notice the turnout to the Hillary Clinton rallies, if you could call them that, small get-togethers would probably be more accurate, that she hasn't been having lately. If I were her, I wouldn't have any because hardly anybody's showing up. Other than paid volunteers. Maybe they need to have a new initiative, hire a lot of mentally ill and homeless people to attend the Clinton rallies. Put them to use a little more positively. I think they might have some problems there, but you probably get more people attending than they're attending now. The Democratic Party's in trouble because they've gone so far left that even the American people are finally waking up to this. And I think even the blacks are finally waking up to this, that they've been had, that these radicals, leftists, don't care about the American worker, don't care about you and me. All they care is about being in power and getting money to stay in power. And they have who supporting them, and they should know better, the donor class, the owners of this country. Rather strange bed partners here. The wealthiest are in bed with the socialists. You better watch out who you get into bed with. And tomorrow, the National Enquirer will tell us who Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton got in bed with. Oh, we're going to the gutter real quick. But that's the direction that the DNC and the Democratic Party are taking this election. And Donald Trump, unlike past rollover Republicans, is not rolling over. He is fighting back. I can't wait to the debate tomorrow. I just hope that Mr. Trump doesn't choke. He needs, however, to give the American people a big positive reason to come out to vote for him. And I'll emphasize that. All of these negative stories as a result of WikiLeaks, this Project Veritas story of it trying to incite Trump supporters into violence, as well as the National Enquirer story and others, those are all negative. And some of them very negative narratives or stories about Hillary Clinton. Mr. Trump, you need to give the American people a very positive, short reason to come out and vote for you. And your slogan, Making America Great Again, is not enough. That's why I keep recommending you have to explain in 3 minutes, five at most, very clear, concise, convincing message that connects with the American people, gives them a reason for them to get off their butts, want to get off their butts, can't wait to get off their butts, can't wait to election day and get in their car, go to the polling place and vote for you. And you have less than 3 weeks to come up with that. Quite frankly, you should have come up with it a couple of weeks ago. I've given you my suggestion, and I'll spend 2 minutes on it. I'm addressing this to the American people. I dare say there are few Americans that believe that the income tax and the IRS is something that we should continue for another 100 years. It's dragging down this economy. So I'm announcing tonight I will replace all federal taxes. I'm underlining all federal taxes. I will abolish them and the IRS. There'll be no more tax returns. And I will be replacing it with a single tax, which I'll explain in a minute. When I mean all taxes, this includes personal income taxes, estate and gift taxes, capital gains taxes, alternative minimum tax, and capital gains for your investment and interest. All will be abolished. We still need money to run the government. So we will have a single broad-based consumption tax. The rate is 20% that all Americans will pay. It's fair, it's flat, and it's less than you're paying now. Because right now, when you go to buy a loaf of bread, in the price of that loaf of bread is about 22 to 23 cents of federal taxes. So when we abolish all those taxes, that 22, 23 cents goes away, but it will be replaced by a 20% or 20 cent tax on all new goods and services. We have to pay for the goods and services that the federal government spent its money on. Now, many of you will say, well, that's a sales tax. No, it's not a sales tax. It's a consumption tax. You pay the tax when you buy new goods and services. But the critics will say it's regressive. It hurts the poor and the middle class. I understand that. That's why every American citizen, adult American citizen, 18 years or older, will get every month a check from the federal government of $1,000 for a total of 12 checks for $12,000. What does that mean? Let's say in a year you spend $60,000. You're single, you spend $60,000. You get a total of $12,000 as a prebate, and when you check out, you're going to pay that 20 cents tax. So you've paid a tax of $12,000 that's totally offset by the prebate. It means that anyone spending less than $60,000 will pay no taxes. Anything you spend your money on, both less than $60,000 and above $60,000, everyone pays the same rate, 20%. It means that this tax, what I call fair tax less, is very much progressive, and it really helps not only low income, but middle income. So if two people are married, they each get their $1,000 check. So the couple would get a total of $24,000. And the first $120,000 that they spend would be offset by this prebate. Anything they spend above that, they each spend $60,000, total of $120,000. Anything above that, they're going to pay 20%. So everyone pays the same rate. Everyone knows what that rate is. It's less than the current embedded taxes that we have, and everyone gets a prebate of $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year. Ladies and gentlemen, if we do that, the United States of America would be the place for businesses across the world to come to build new plant and equipment, which means jobs, 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 and that will mean making America great again, because there won't be a tax on income and there won't be a tax, which means no tax on income means no tax on labor and there's no tax on capital gains. You pay the tax when you spend your money. If you save your money, invest your money, and have gains, there's no tax on the gains. We need to replace the legacy income tax with the Trump fair tax less. Now, if Trump would say that or something along those lines, people would be cheering. That would give them a very positive reason to get in their car and go to the polling place. Will Donald Trump do this? I don't think so. I don't think he's bold enough. You need to be bold. I'm daring him to be great. Let's see how bold he is. This is not a crackpot idea. Many economists favor a broad-based consumption tax. What I just outlined is that's what Donald Trump should do at this debate. Really surprise her. She probably can't say anything. And if she says, well, you're giving a tax break to the rich, you'll say, Hillary, apparently you don't understand English. I'm giving a tax rebate to everybody, and everyone pays the same rate. So when the rich spend their money, and that's what they do, they're going to be paying a tax. And that's how we're going to fund the government from here on out. And after a short transition period of a couple of years, whatever we collect will be the budget of the government the next year. And at some point, probably in at least 4 years, 90% will be the budget, and another 10% will pay down the national debt. That's bold. That's exciting, and it has support already in the Congress and amongst the American people that want a broad-based consumption tax, namely the fairtax.org organization. Now, contrast that. That's a very positive message. That's specific. It has impact, immediate impact. It would lead to a booming economy, and money would be flooding into the United States to build buildings, plants, equipment, offices, retail space, in other words, new businesses, factories. And that means employment, jobs, jobs, jobs. And it means a growing, prosperous economy, growing at 4, 5, 6, and maybe even 7%. That's a bold, revolutionary plan that should get the American people excited and see there's a new direction here. That's what needs to be done. Instead, what are we talking about? The Democratic Party's vile, dirty tricks of trying to incite violence. And that gets people hurt. Besides being a crime, it gets people hurt. Shame on them. But that's what's been going on. That's why you got to listen to this video. And quite frankly, I don't care who Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton sleep with, because they're fundamentally corrupt. They're all in for power and money, and they don't really care about the American worker or the American people. And she's committed many, many crimes. You need to get back on message, and you need to have what many would call an October surprise, but a very positive October surprise that would lead to what? A landslide victory and a mandate for your first 4 years. There's a phrase that I don't particularly care for, but you need to think out of the box. I frankly find your tax position at best a B-. It doesn't excite me, and it doesn't excite the American people. Yeah, Hillary Clinton is worse. The problem is most people don't focus on the issues. The only time they'll focus on the issues is if they say, wow, 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 that's exciting. I'm going to get a check for $1,000, but it looks like this economy could be booming again. I could get a good-paying job. I'm voting for this man. And just so you understand, I'm not. I will vote for the candidate in the future that's right on immigration and right on taxes and right on in terms of controlling and balancing the federal budget. Unfortunately, it's definitely not Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party candidates, and as far as the eye can see, it's not going to be the Republican candidates. They are not bold. They don't have vision. They don't have courage. And what they really lack is integrity. See, I want to vote for the best, the brightest, the wisest, and the virtuous. And they, unfortunately, seldom, if ever, run for public office. Because they see the dirt, the dirty deeds of both political parties, the dirty tricks, and it disgusts them. They're the true achievers, the entrepreneurs that build businesses, create jobs, create wealth, and lead to a high standard of living that the American people have enjoyed, but it's slowly stopping because government spending is out of control. Government is just too big, and neither political party is up to the job to correct the situation and go in a new direction and give a message that has a vision that excites people, motivates people, inspires people to get behind somebody. Neither party today has that. And Donald Trump has the nomination, got the nomination, because none of the other 16 candidates, with one exception, inspired the American people to go out to vote for him. American people are mad. They're angry. They feel betrayed. And I mean really betrayed. And they're not going to take it anymore. And they don't like what they're seeing, whether it's the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. That's why many of them are leaving both parties, a plague on both parties. Our representatives simply are not doing their jobs. Oh, they get a fairly nice salary, benefits. They're not doing the heavy lifting. They're not telling the American people the truth. They're more concerned with getting campaign contributions from the donor class. Today, both parties are politicians, with some exceptions, that have been bought and paid for by the people that own and run this country, and therefore the status quo. And they will support both parties, both candidates. They look at it as heads I win, tails I win. No matter what happens, we control both parties, we control the politicians, we control the bureaucracy, and we certainly control the newspapers and the television networks, what I call big lie media. So we have two news stories that will be getting a lot of attention today, tomorrow, and they will, and they should. It might take a little time, but the truth will reveal itself, and it's not going to reflect very well on the Democratic Party and their candidate. Now, if you go to my companion blog, prompopops.wordpress.com, and this is show 778, there are a few articles that I encourage you to read, but first go over the video. And tomorrow, when the National Enquirer publishes its story, let me just say something. I don't read newspapers anymore, and I've never read the National Enquirer. But today I don't read newspapers except online when occasionally I'll read one or more of their stories. The National Enquirer has a reputation for being a scandal sheet, but they do break scandalous activities, some major ones, and they've taken down politicians, and they better get it right. And many times they pay for the story. Wouldn't surprise me at all if they paid quite a bit of money for this story. Because if they have the goods on Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, and you better believe a lot of lawyers went over the story as well as news editors, this is going to be a bombshell of a story. So why the Project Veritas, the O'Keefe videos, will be getting attention today as well as yesterday, and probably the rest of the week, I fully suspect that once the National Enquirer publishes its paper tomorrow, as they say, it's a blockbuster 9-page investigation. I don't think it's going to put Hillary in a good light, and certainly not Bill Clinton. I think it will be damning. And this is something the American people understand. And this is something they will pick up that paper. I believe they're going to sell out of this paper. I'm not going to buy it, but it will be a blockbuster edition. So if you're into this, and this talks about Hillary Clinton seeing both men and women, and I don't think it was for the conversation, in private places, engaged in sexual activity. And you need to ask yourself, is that the woman I want to be the next president? I think many people are going to say, no way, no way at all. This is going to definitely hurt the turnout for Hillary Clinton. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be that excited about Donald Trump. And that's what Donald Trump has to be careful about. And that's why I keep urging him. He has to give a very positive reason for people to turn out. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. If he doesn't, this will be a squeaker election. He may win, he may lose. Who knows? I frankly don't care. Because both of these parties are destroying America. And nothing fundamentally will change until we have a new party. That new party has to be a national party. It has to be successful. It has to be viable. It has to have large backings because campaigns, even for a House or a Senate, are not cheap. But it needs to be a party of principle, a party that believes in the United States Constitution, believes in the Bill of the Rights, and wants to fundamentally transform what today is very much a warfare and welfare state into a peace and prosperity economy. It can be done. It should be done. Because if it's not done, there will be a day of reckoning, and this economy and this government will fail. Empires always fall. They always overreach. And you see that in an exploding national debt, and that's only the tip of the iceberg because you're not looking, and most Americans are not aware of, the unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, that when you add that to the national debt, the gross national debt, the true total today is over $120 trillion. That's at least 6 times, if not 7 times, greater than the entire gross national product for an entire year of the United States. That's clearly shows that it's out of control, it's going to fail, and it won't be good. Because entitlement programs will be cut, welfare programs will be cut, departments need to and will be permanently shut, and we'll probably have periods of inflation, hopefully not hyperinflation. This does not end well. And we're not really seeing leadership in this area. You need to first understand the problem before you can solve it. And I'm not convinced that there are a few people that understand this. There have been books written about it. There are a few people in Congress that understand it, but nothing's being done. We're screwing around. We're wasting time. There's no sense of urgency. There's no leadership. We have a bunch of followers, whether it's in the Democratic or the Republican Party, and they keep lying to the American people. The American people can stand the truth. What the American people cannot stand is a government where we have leaders that are frankly don't care about the American people, that are betraying their own oath of office and violating the law. They believe, they seriously believe in the rule of law, and then we see what the Democratic Party is doing. And the Republican Party, they don't have clean hands either. Because when they had control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they went on a spending binge as well. Both parties today are progressive parties, no matter what rhetoric is. They want bigger and bigger government. They think that is the answer or the way out of this. It isn't. It's making things worse. I was expecting a group of people here to do their show, and they still haven't arrived. I don't know if they're going to have a show or not. So I might continue at least for a few more minutes. I'm looking at the clock. Let me voice my concern. And I don't know what to do about this, but I'm aware of it. Education, kindergarten through 12th grade, and increasingly in college, for many years now, is in decline. People are simply not getting their money's worth. And the United States, in total, spends a lot of money on education. It's government education. We call it public schools, but it's government education. And increasingly, what it turns into, it's an indoctrination of children into broadly what I would call collectivism, where the group as opposed to the individual takes preference. You need to understand that, because when you talk to the millennials, and those are people that were born between 1980 and 2000. The oldest is about 35, 36. The youngest are still in high school, freshmen, sophomores. But many are in college or they're just starting. Many of them are, unfortunately, attracted to socialism, which is one form of collectivism. They don't understand socialism. They really are ignorant of where socialism leads to, both politically and economically. But many of them are voting. Many of them were attracted to, for example, to Bernie Sanders. Now, it's easy, and it would be very easy for me to be very critical of them. But if you go through 12, 16 years of indoctrination, now, let's be fair, the first 6 years, you're learning the basics, how to read, write, do math. So while there is some indoctrination, not so much. But once you get into high school, if not earlier, the answer is, for example, more government programs. Which is, unfortunately, the wrong answer. Because the problem today is out-of-control government spending. We can't afford it. You can't keep taxing, spending, going into debt, and now printing money. You see, we are slowly but surely killing the geese that lays the golden eggs. And if it's not stopped, oh, you'll get socialism. But you lose your freedoms, and it invariably fails. It can't deliver the goods, because you don't have accountability. Socialism simply doesn't work because no committee is smart enough than the market. See, human knowledge is infinite, but it's dispersed amongst billions of people. It is the market and free enterprise that gives the United States its high standard of living. But what happens is, as government takes more and more of the resources produced by that market, growth rates slowly but surely plummet. Next week, we should learn, we get the first estimate for the third quarter of real GDP. I have no idea what the number is. It could be negative. It could be between 0 and 1%. Could be between 1 and 2. I don't think it'll be above 2. But that's not good. That's an indication of a stagnating economy. Oh, it's still growing. But we're many, many years away from fully utilizing our resources. And you see that in the fact that young people today that are attracted to socialism or the welfare state fundamentally don't understand what they're for. And they certainly don't understand where it leads to a totalitarian regime such as Nazi Germany, National Socialism, the Union of Soviet Republics, Communism, and Communist China. It leads to genocide, the deaths of tens of millions of people. And it also leads to declining standards of living, and it leads to wars. That's the end result of 12 to 16 years or more of indoctrination. Eventually, the schooling, if you call it that, or the indoctrination stops, and you have to earn your living. And then people discover the world doesn't work the way their professors said it works. People demand results. They're not going to pay you money unless you deliver the goods. Another way to say it, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Socialism, historically, is a disaster. It's a failure. Unfortunately, that's the road we're on. And at least two-thirds of the American people understand that. A significant number of the millennial generation, those that are in high school, college today. We're never taught the consequences, the inescapable consequences of socialism. And what we're seeing today in the world is the inescapable consequences of the welfare state. Both socialism and the welfare state are failing or have failed. We need a return to a free enterprise market capitalism system. We're still going to need a government, but a significantly smaller government that lives within the means of the American people. It's not going to happen with these two political parties that we have today. It's not. It's going to take people that understand what's going on to form another party and make sure that we vet or recruit candidates that have character, have integrity, and believe in the Constitution, believe in the free enterprise market capitalist system, and understand it, and understand that we have to make rather drastic changes if we're going to save our country. While the millennial generation is America's future, it has to do its homework. It has to challenge and really reject much of what they've learned in high school and college. That will be difficult. People don't want to admit they've made a mistake. And it's very difficult for people to change. I know it. Everybody knows that. But we need fundamental change, both on an individual level and on a societal level. And many of the functions that, unfortunately, governments have taken on need to be given back to society and individuals and institutions in society. Reagan said it best. Government is the problem. It's not the solution. Government is not the solution. But today, many Americans, especially millennial Americans, think the answer is more government or a different set of leaders, not understanding it's the system that's fundamentally broken. And you can change the leaders all you want, but until you change the system and get back to a peace and prosperity economy and downsize the warfare and welfare state, you're not going to see fundamental change. And for that matter, there's not much hope. What we need to get back to is the United States being a representative republic, no longer an American empire. That is an opportunity that the millennials need to take advantage of, assuming they understand what's going on. And I don't hold out much hope that you're going to get that in a college today. You're not. Because much of what you've learned or not learned is like big lie media. They tell you what they want you to believe, whether it's the truth or not. You need to do your own homework. You need to make up your own mind. You need to stand up. You need to become informed. You need to challenge boldly what people are telling you, because many of them are lying to you. But if you do stand up and make connections with individuals that have also woken up, it'll take a couple of million Americans. But a couple of million Americans, the best, the brightest, the wisest, and the virtuous, can get us back on the right road. And if we succeed in doing that, we'll have a very bright and prosperous future. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.